just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters, we will do a minimum 55 episodes this year in Season 7 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Episode 19, and earlier this week, I have talked glowingly about a few different quarterbacks. I hope you have listened to those earlier podcasts to hear that, highlighting the number one overall player in fantasy football the last 2 years in Josh Allen, the exciting young talent with a 300-yard passing yard baseline like no other in Justin Herbert, and then what may surprise a lot of you as it relates to the productivity fantasy-wise of Jalen Hurts, who was drafted in the same draft as Justin Herbert. And Eagles fans who were homers last year have to get credit if they waited and selected Jalen Hurts later in their fantasy draft, because he turned in to the sixth most productive quarterback according to my 21st century modernized standard scoring setting. So you're saying, well, Todd, you're propping up. You're being way too nice. What's with this being nice? You're being nice to all these fantasy players. How about one? Come on. I mean, who's someone who I'm on it? And it's Lamar Jackson. And by now, you're probably aware that last year, I pulled off the unthinkable in many people's minds. But the data supported it. My draft position supported it. And I executed the plan. It wasn't the only reason that I won my league, but I won my league without drafting a running back in any of the first three rounds. This was the podcast league. I selected the best wide receiver I could get in round one. I selected the best wide receiver pass catcher I could get in round two. And in round three, I took Lamar Jackson. That was a mistake. It didn't start out as a mistake, but it was a mistake. And not just because he missed some games in my fantasy playoffs. No, I had benched him prior to the injury that took him off the field entirely. And I made a mistake with that third round pick. I wanted Josh Allen, who last year was going off the board second to Patrick Mahomes. But a very astute player in my league took Josh Allen before he could fall to me in the third round. And I took Jackson because I didn't feel there was great running back value there yet. And I could get who I wanted in the fourth round, and I did, with the first running back and the 23rd running back off the board. So the good part about how I played last year, through the second half of the fantasy regular season and in the playoffs, was I was able to do some things via waivers as it related to the quarterback position, and not on an every week versus opponent type basis, but do enough to sort of fill in the blanks at that position where I'm sorry that this is going to come off as a lack of hubris, but it almost didn't matter. I was scoring at such a high rate with the other positions, the three pass-catching positions, the two running back positions, the acquisition of Deebo Samuel, a worthwhile kicker getting me enough to where I wasn't losing points head to head at that position, that I was fortunate that, for example, in my championship game, I didn't need my quarterback to do anything. The position had, I wish I had been better at that position and Lamar Jackson had worked out. He didn't the second half of the fantasy season, but I had done enough. And I think you would all agree, right? I mean, you can have a miss. Now, if you have the miss at quarterback, right, there's no trickle-down effect. If you don't have any running backs, that hurts you 2 to 3 times as bad. If you don't have any pass catchers, right, and you got to roll out 3 of them, then you're in trouble. But not having Lamar Jackson work out last year and give me the value that I needed for the season as a third round pick and the third quarterback off the board, it didn't hurt me. I was able to piece together some things as it related to quarterbacks off the waiver wire who I felt good about, say, 2 weeks at a time. And one of those was Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way, who just would get me enough to get by most weeks on a team with an offensive-minded head coach. Creativity, again, with a clean pocket on early downs. Garoppolo generally completes the passes. The jet sweeps that were run by Deebo Samuel, those were points that Jimmy Garoppolo got because the jet sweep by design is a forward pass as long as it's not deemed a handoff. So there were a lot of factors in that. But Lamar Jackson, to me, is at a real crossroads in his career. And from a fantasy standpoint, I'm not interested this year. And if I were the Baltimore Ravens, if I had a voice in the room about whether or not we're going to be the latest NFL team to throw $200+ million with any significant percentage of that or all guaranteed at this guy. And I know he's only 25 years old, but he's in the last year of his deal. It's worth, his base salary this year is around $21 million on the fifth-year option picked up by the team. It's simply a salary. It is not guaranteed until opening day, to which all players who are on an opening day roster, their salaries become guaranteed no matter what happens. They could be cut the day after the first game, and their salary is guaranteed because they were on the 53-man roster for opening day. Everything with Lamar Jackson is trending the wrong way, which is why I'm not interested. I'm jaded from what he didn't do for me last year when I invested a third-round pick in him, even though I won the championship. I had to overcome that mistake. Let's just run down, over the last 3 years, some of the Lamar Jackson numbers, and you tell me if you think this is headed in a good to a good place. 2019, he threw for 3,127 yards. 2020, he threw for 2,757 yards. 2021, he threw for 2,882 yards. So the third year of those passing yards doesn't drop off as much. By the way, his completion percentage is one line. It's anywhere between 64.4 and 66%. So two-thirds of his passes completed. There's nothing wrong with that. But as you see with Mark Andrews being the number 6 pass catcher in my scoring settings last year, a lot of that is Mark Andrews as his security blanket. And a lot of those are short. I mean, his average per reception for his career is 7.5. And he doesn't move off that. There were those long, kind of broken play, heaves 40, 50 yards down the field to Hollywood Brown, who's now gone. Let's talk about touchdown passes the last 3 years for Jackson. He threw 36 touchdowns his second year, his first full season as a starter. He threw 36 touchdowns. The next year, he threw 26. Last year, and yeah, I know he missed some games late due to injury, but he went down to 16. So he's gone from 36 touchdown passes to 26 to 16. That's really bad. Really bad. Let's look at the rushing yards. In 2019, he rushed for 1,206 yards and 7 touchdowns. In 2020, still the 7 touchdowns, and he ran for 1,000 yards. The drop-off was 201 yards on 17 less carries, but still trend down. And then last year, down to 767 on 133 attempts. Also, 7 rushing touchdowns 2019 and 2020, only 2 rushing touchdowns last year. Let's look at how many sacks he takes, how much longer he's holding on to the ball behind the line of scrimmage instead of simply making a hot read to a pass catcher or taking off and running with the ball. He took 23 sacks in 2019, 29 sacks in 2020, 38 sacks in 2021. The Ravens also didn't make the playoffs last year. In the first 3 years of Lamar Jackson's career, they made the playoffs. And in 2020, the Ravens, with Lamar Jackson as a starting quarterback, won playoff game against Tennessee. Sort of everybody's been victimizing, it seems like, Tennessee on recent years in the AFC playoffs. They can't seem to get over the hump. But yeah, the Ravens didn't make the playoffs last year, and someone said, well, that's because Lamar Jackson was hurt at the end of the year. Actually, everything with him was trending down before he got hurt. I still have a theory that an unnecessary body flip where he landed on his hip on a late rushing touchdown in a week 2 NBC Sunday night game affected his play the rest of last year. And that's not good when you do something. You know, that's like the Bill Gramatica celebrating a field goal he should make and he blows out his knee a number of years ago with the Cardinals. So my fantasy advice on Lamar Jackson is there's too much here for you to invest any sort of mid to high draft pick in Lamar Jackson in spite of what you may think of his multi-purpose threat abilities, because the numbers are trending in the wrong direction. I guess some of you could make the argument, well, he's going into a contract year. It doesn't feel like he's going to play if he doesn't get a new contract. I mean, I'd love to see the Ravens just hold firm on this and say to Lamar, we're comfortable with the amount of money you're making, and we're set for this year. And if you choose not to play, we will adjust accordingly. And then at that point, I think the Ravens should trade him to Seattle, somewhere like that, a team with an obvious quarterback need, and then he's their problem. Because I believe more in the Ravens organization and John Harbaugh, based on what they've done, win Super Bowls. Ravens have won multiple Super Bowls. John Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl. Can Lamar Jackson really benefit from not having John Harbaugh as his coach? I mean, I guess you could argue a handful of guys in the NFL, but let's face it. John Harbaugh is the reason the Ravens drafted Lamar Jackson. He built an entire offense around this guy. Lamar Jackson has to realize he's got it pretty good. And if he doesn't like something, it's his own fault. And there still needs to be improvement there. I wouldn't throw $200+ million at Lamar Jackson right now based on how the numbers have been trending down and his lack of winning playoff games in recent years, considering how good the coaches he has in his ear, play calling, game planning, building an offense. You know, at some point, NFL teams need to start saying, we're not going to throw this much money at quarterbacks. We went down this road before, back when it was like $60, $70, $80 million or more for quarterbacks. And what happened? It didn't work with Romo. Granted, he got hurt, but the Cowboys moved on from Romo. It didn't work with Carson Wentz. The Eagles dumped that contract, and Wentz has been bouncing around the league ever since. It didn't work with Jared Goff. The Rams had to send a number one pick to the Lions to take that contract off their hands. You could also say, well, there was the Brock Osweiler deal. That was more of a free agent deal. But if you want to include that, fine. Here we go again. $200+ million to Deshaun Watson. $200+ million to Kyler Murray. If I had any voice in the room with the Baltimore Ravens and they say, Todd, $200+ million to Lamar Jackson to keep him here as a franchise quarterback, I say, no. He either plays for what he's making this year in a contract year, or let's send him elsewhere. We'll find somebody else. And I don't think he's a worthy QB1 for you based on what has happened the last few years. Take it from someone who won a league last year, and I'm admitting my biggest mistake was picking Lamar Jackson in the third round. I'm not saying I should have taken a running back there. I'm not. I'm simply saying I won my league despite Lamar Jackson being the quarterback that I thought would be putting up big numbers all year long. And yeah, there was an injury later, but I think he brought injury onto himself with that week two flip into the end zone. And it was attrition and other things after that. So that is a quarterback I'm not touching in season-long fantasy drafts. Unlike the ones I talked about earlier this week on the podcast, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Also a shout out to Bill Curry Ford that writes $1,000 checks to the winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues and will once again this year. Thanks for listening today. We'll have another one for you tomorrow.